As somebody committed to content creation and continued education, I am very excited to introduce Megan Brown. She is with us today from the Knot Wedding Pro. She's the Director of Brand and Content. Hello, Megan. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh my God, I'm thrilled. I mean, I think that after I turned on my website, the first thing I did was sign up and get accounts with the Knot and Wedding Wire. So that was over a decade ago, and my relationship with the brand has changed and gone from being somebody who was just listed to then having a featured listing and winning Knot awards and then becoming an educator. And so I'm always thrilled anytime that I can talk with you and the team. So this is
You're basically family at this point, so
at
it's
this
fine.
point, I am family.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it does feel like a family. And I think that one of the greatest things that happened around, that 2018, 2019 pre-pandemic was the
Yep.
fact that the Knot and Wedding Wire with the merger really brought everyone together. And it just widened the scope, it expanded the reach, and I think that it created a much better platform in terms of education for wedding pros. It was something that Wedding Wire always had great tech and great behind the scenes for pros, and the Knot was always at the forefront and had great customers and was so pretty. And to bring it together was fantastic. And honestly, I mean, I feel like we've all blended in very, very seamlessly.
Yeah, honestly, I mean, what you're saying makes my heart so happy, of course, right? Because the education and content side is what I live and breathe day in, day out. And our whole goal is to create a community for education, for, of course, advertising, but to be the business partner that pros wish they had. Because let's be honest, most people in this industry did not become a wedding professional because they love contracts and balancing their books.
No, and I certainly didn't. And it's one of, I always say that education is the great equalizer. And every single one of us that is in this industry is, from a really true perspective, is an artist, whether it's about building and designing a venue, creating and designing weddings, taking a picture. And as artists, we have our own incredibly unique way of seeing the world and creating in the world that can never be taught or replicated. But the business side of it is the part that I don't think most of us had. And they're called starving artists for a reason, because you're so consumed by the art that you don't have the business. And when you talk about being the business partner that most wedding professionals and most creatives wish that they had, I know that during the pandemic, the Knot and Wedding Wire were at the forefront of creating education, giving people updates, talking about how to be safe, trying to push so that our community was able to stay afloat. And I think that a lot of people who perhaps previously only looked at the Knot and Wedding Wire as a place to throw up their storefront suddenly became very aware of the partnership value and the educational value that these platforms now offer. And so it was a difficult time and an unfortunate way to be introduced to society in that manner. But I also think that it created such a sense of trust from so many wedding pros across the country and really outside and in international markets to know that there was a place that they could go and get information in real time. And as we've come out of the pandemic, and as we're moving further and further away from it, what's great is that now the Knot is moving, the Knot Wedding Pro, I should say, Wedding Pro is going back into real life. I know that we had Core in November and we're doing smaller local things. So tell everybody what's currently on the agenda for 2022 and 2023 in terms of education.
Really digging deeper into a lot of that business content. So, number one, like if you are an advertiser, which you should be, how do you make it work for you? So how do you make sure that you are getting the best ROI possible for what you are putting into advertising on the platform, which is the most important thing when advertising is your ROI. And then also, how are you taking that first step in marketing and bringing that into a larger conversation around marketing in general? Exactly why we had that webinar with you earlier this year, all talking about content creation, because it is such an important part of running a business and marketing your business and making sure that you're getting in front of the right people. So a lot more on that content side of things, but then also, like you said, getting back in person, which feels so good. So earlier this year, we were in San Diego for our first local event back called our Supper Club. And we'll be making our way across the country to a few more locations for Supper Clubs this year. And then may or may not be having another core later this year. So that could be really exciting. And just getting also back to speaking at other industry events, participating in other industry events. This community and this industry is all about relationships and trust. And so in order for us to make that impactful, we need to be out there. And so that's what we're doing.
So I've been fortunate enough to speak at CORE and at some of the smaller events. I've spoken on behalf of the Knot at other events. And so one of the things that I always end up having a conversation about is people say, like, number one is, how much is advertising still worth? And my response is always, you know, the advertising, you get out of it what you put into it, especially in terms of building out your storefront, especially in terms of going after awards, especially in terms of just sharing and knowing how to leverage the platform. And separate from that, I always say to people, beyond just popping up a storefront, which sadly most people, they go on, they spend an hour and a half, maybe throwing up some pictures, and then they're like, I'm good. This should be evergreen now. Separate from that, I tell them, beyond your storefront, what you really need to be doing is taking advantage of the education, taking advantage of those online classes, signing up and going to things like CORE, being able to go to the smaller, more intimate opportunities, because that is where you meet people. And take the, I mean, I've been a Knot educator for years. I love it. I've gotten to meet amazing people. And I think for me, at least, when you teach, you learn, because as an educator, I have such a responsibility to be an expert and to know and to be able to answer questions. And people ask me questions that then I go out and find answers to. So I do think it makes us all better. But you get into these rooms and people finally have the opportunity to connect in person. They have an opportunity to make a real impact on the community and to develop relationships that maybe not in the next 72 hours, but over time will convert into business. And so, do you have any tips for people who are getting back out there, going to these educational events in person? What are one or two things that they should be doing so that they're really prepared to create educational opportunities and to create relationships?
Yeah. So I think one thing that we should just all be mindful of about right now is that we're all out of practice when it comes to being at these things. So we're all awkward. So do not worry that you're going to like be super awkward and turn someone off. No, we're all feeling that right now. So don't be scared. Make sure you actually get out there and do it. But you need to do some research ahead of time in terms of try to figure 100%. Out who's going, right? Are there people, for example, are there speakers that you've wanted to make sure you connect with? Do some research on them, get to know what they're speaking about, and then have a couple questions based on your sort of like where you want to be growing most and learning most, so that way you can be prepared when you talk to them. But also, are there people in your community or your local market or in another market where you're trying to break into, whether it's the same category as you or a different category, do figure out if they're going to be there and do the same thing. Maybe even reach out ahead of time, whether it's on social media or shooting them an email to let them know that you're going to be there, super excited to connect with them. And that's even offer to buy them coffee.
Just to do it in advance, to do that outreach in advance is really fantastic.
Yeah. And then less scary, right? You can have a planned meeting or something like that potentially, or they know you're going to be there, so they'll be looking for you. It can really help.
100%. Now for people who don't go, the Wedding Pro team has been creating downloads and other resources, and you just came out with one. Tell everybody about that.
Yes. So we just released all of the 2021, the Not Real Wedding Study data. And so super interesting things about what took place in 2021, the trends that we are seeing. So whether it's that outdoor weddings are continuing to be something that couples are gravitating towards, or the average spend on guests is going up, things like that. Really great information in there. So we have a whole report on that. You can download it. I know you're going to include it in the notes, so you can grab it there. But there's so much really good insight and data in there that helps you to understand who today's couples are. Because for me, I know I am a millennial, and a lot of couples right now are even younger than me. And so I feel like I need to keep up on the trends, especially things like TikTok, which I know, Andrea, you're so much better about all of the social media trends than I am. But there's just so much information in there to think about and help you to understand who you should be marketing to right now, what's going to resonate with them, and the type of work and content that you should be showcasing so that people are interested.
Now, are you going to do this as an annual, or are you going to do this as a semi-annual?
Yeah, so this is a report that we do annually. Last year was obviously a little bit different just because there was so much information around COVID-specific data, but now things are trending back to normal. I mean, we all know we're in the middle of this crazy wedding boom right now, with our data showing there's going to be 2.6 million weddings taking place in 2022, which is crazy. So
I only want six of them. I only want four to six of them. The rest of you take them.
Oh my gosh. It's crazy. So annual.
And now when you've got this information, in terms of the value to educating the pros, what do you see in terms of, because you have the ability to interact with so many wedding pros across the country. What do you see are the differentiators between a pro and a business that continues their education and really takes a handle and a forward momentum in terms of peer-to-peer learning? Can you identify the differences, and how do you feel like the education tips the scales for a business?
That's a great question. I mean, I think education pushes us to think differently. And we all get in our ruts, the things that they worked once, and so we continue to do them and think that they're going to continue to work. And that's not the case. Most of the time, as everything does, like trends change, technology changes. And so people that take the time to educate themselves, like, for example, with this Real Weddings report that talks about the couples and things they're interested in, couples change, right? We certainly can all continue to get older. Our couples tend to stay in a similar age range, but because we are getting older, we get further from what that couple age range is. And so we need to do our work in educating ourselves about what they're all about and what makes them tick.
And for the wedding pros that reach out, I know that a lot of times I'll announce like, hey, I'm doing a live in a couple of weeks, or hey, I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. I try to put it out on social, and I'm always encouraging people to tell me what it is that they want to learn, what it is that they need to learn. As of right now, what is it that the community is asking for? What information do people need? And what are the gaps that we as the educators can fill?
Yeah. So I would say, given the fact that we've just come out of engagement season, we are now in like crazy booking, but also leading up towards wedding season. What we see a lot of people interested in things like lead replies, things like how to close their sales, I mean, how to deal with if if couples are ghosting them. So a lot of around that booking process side of things, which then leans into the client communications and how to streamline their business to make it so they can be busier if they are looking to take on more weddings, because we know there are more weddings taking place, but still be able to maintain that high level of personalization of client experience that is so necessary and something that couples really want. Those are some of the things right now.
And so if there is somebody out there listening right now and they're saying, you know what, I mean, they're going to download the last 2021 report. Everyone mm-hmm. should do that. That's going to be in the link in the notes. Once they do that and they look through it and they say, God, you know what? I really could use a piece on either lead generation or time management or getting my responses out. Walk us through what the best way to go about getting on Wedding Pro and using it. How do they find this information?
Because there's so much out there. There's a ton. I'm honestly floored every time I look at how much our team produces on a monthly and quarterly basis. So there's two ways. You can go to weddingpro.com/blog, and there's all these different categories in terms of sales, entrepreneurship, marketing. So you can really drill into the specific topics that you're looking to educate yourself on there. And then the other way is, of course, following us on Instagram. So we're at Wedding Pro, and we showcase all of our recently published pieces on there through our stories and in our feed, as well as, of course, whenever we have events coming up like webinars, and you can see all the replays for webinars. So make sure you go watch Andrea's replay. It was awesome. but those are really the best ways to keep on top of the content that we're publishing.
And if somebody wants to reach out, whether it's to you or to mm-hmm. another representative, either they have a question or they're looking for information, or they just need to, maybe they just want to get more involved. Is the best way to send a message through Instagram? I love an Instagram DM, but I also know that sometimes they get hidden. Sometimes they get moved to junk. Is it to go to the email? Tell us how they can reach the team and or you directly.
Yeah, so definitely the best way from the team perspective is to shoot us a DM on Instagram, so at Wedding Pro. But then also don't hesitate to reach out to me as well. I'm at Megan, M-E-G-H-A-N, _SB. And so I can't say I respond immediately to my DMs because you're right, they do get hidden, but I promise I always catch up. So never don't hesitate to reach out down there as well.
Wonderful. So I'm just going to close with this. Yes, we did a piece on content creation where together we talked about my content strategy. For those of you listening, posting to Instagram isn't a content strategy. And just putting up a picture isn't, that's not strategy. One of the things that we've talked about and that I educate on behalf of Wedding Pro quite a bit is how to create a content deck, how to create a long form content, how to break it down so that you are streamlining your process. If you are a member, definitely go to weddingpro.com, check out that webinar. We're going to be doing another live together in about a week on Instagram. And so the best way to make sure that you don't miss that is to be following at Wedding Pro, because that's where you're going to be able to jump in, watch, leave messages, ask questions. And I will say, if you can indulge me in a minute for just a little bit of a personal story.
Yes.
I don't advertise much. It's because I don't work in volume and I never wanted to work in volume. And so there was this feeling of, is this a place that I belong? Is this a place where my clients, my ultra luxury clients are going to be looking? And I found that the number of leads that I was getting from specifically the Knot were getting smaller and smaller. And I was at this point where I was like, God, I don't know if I belong here anymore. And then I got this lead that ended up at the time for, I would say for about 6 years, they ended up being my highest paid client that I had ever closed. And I'm somebody who loves talking about money, but when I've shared the number before, people are like, absolutely not. And I'm like, no. And the reality is the bride found me on the Knot. And when I talked to her and I said, like, can I ask, you know, first of all, how did you find me? I found you on The Knot. And I was like, there's so many people on The Knot. What was it that really kind of spoke to you? Because I want to know, and I ask all my clients this. And she said, your profile, she called it a profile. We call it a storefront. She said, your profile was so well organized in terms of the way that the pictures were laid out. Like they weren't just scrambled all over. She goes, your profile was so well organized. And I felt like you took the time to, she goes, you wrote things that weren't just copied and pasted from your website because you wrote for me there. And then when I went to your website, I read other things that supported it. And I thought, well, that's really interesting because most people at that point would reach out to me from my website. Like you went from The Knot to my website. I have contact forms everywhere. I said, so you went back to The Knot? And she said, yeah, it was just where I was comfortable. And so for people who are either looking at it saying, I don't know whether or not I belong here. If you're wondering if or why I still participate on the platform when I am only doing 4 to 6 a year and what the value is long-term, please understand that the value of an organization like this is not just about your storefront or your profile. It's not about putting yourself in front. For me, it's not about casting this incredibly wide net. It's about having a place where there is a massive variety and you are only talking to a very specific subset and that your profile, your storefront, your lexicon, the wording, the pictures, everything is so completely personalized and different for you and your ideal client that you can't help but stand out in what is a saturated marketplace. And so if you spend the time to really develop your storefront, if you have problems, Wedding Pro has options for you, correct? There are people that can help you. So absolutely. Spend a half a day working on that. And if nothing else, if you're like, I hate building profiles, if nothing else, then understand that what you're really doing is you're investing in your education, and your education is the thing that is going to move you from wherever it is that you sit today to wherever it is that you want to be. The next 18 months are, for so many of us, are going to be just about survival, and not survival in terms of how do I make my money? It's survival of how do I get it all done and how do I get it all in and, you know, make it to the end of the night so I can sleep for 3 hours. So that kind of survival is different. And while you're on that hamster wheel, you cannot afford to forget that this is that all seasons are temporary and that we came out of a really rough place to go into a season that is gangbusters, and we are going to land someplace new, but that is a new normal. And the only way to be prepared for that new normal is to educate yourself. So this is one of the reasons why after 11 years, I'm still somebody who participates in Wedding Pro, in The Knot, and that I've committed such a large portion of my time to not only being an educator, but to going as an attendee and continuing to being educated. So from me and on behalf of all the Wedding Pros that I know that go, thank you so much for what you do. I don't think people realize what a big job and what a big scope it is and how hard you guys work in order to be a resource for us. So thank you. Everybody else, the link to the download is in the bio. I'm also gonna put the Instagram links in there so that you can reach out to the team. If you have any questions, you know you can always leave me a comment or an email. Otherwise, I will talk to you next week. Until then, celebrating life, luxury, and above all else, love. We will talk to you soon.